Hello! It's the Revengers Podcast of Stuff, you guys. You're with Fresh Pick, Penicillin, and Dr. Tasty.
Dr. Tasty's podcast introduction.
And El Cocho.
Viva, amigos!
That's it this week, just the three of us, which is good. We'll hold it down. We don't need those other guys trying to take our thunder.
Yeah, Santa's kind of busy right now.
I don't need any of those guys around. In fact, I could probably just go without any of you.
Well,
thanks.
That's nice to know. I like having you guys here because I get your interesting and often offbeat angles on the news that I find. So for people who are interested, there was a crime that happened.
A what?
A crime happened.
Crime.
This was a little while back in New York in a place called Croton on Hudson. Sounds like a space place.
I don't like it.
But it's in New York, so it's earthbound. Croton on Hudson. Maybe that's where they make croutons.
Well, then why wouldn't it be called Croton?
Yeah, you're right. Croton. I don't know what that's about. Some kind of robot name?
Some, like, shitty particle name that didn't make it into standard science.
It's the machine that makes croutons.
Croton makes croutons. This supermarket there had an employee leaving the store with $1,200 worth of meat hidden in his pants. And the police caught him, and they're charging him with fourth-degree grand larceny. They said that the theft occurred all in one day. This was not multiple trips, as far as they know. $1,200 worth of meat hidden in this one person's pants.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Is that awesome, or what?
Well, I mean, it depends on what the quality of the meat was. Now, if it was, like, $1,200 worth of, like, grocery store box standard meat, then that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
If it was rare, like, Kobe beef restaurant stuff, like, fancy restaurant stuff.
That's just, like, a couple slivers, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, you could put it in your pocket.
I don't know if they would be selling that Croton on Hudson local supermarket, but, I mean, we can get that downstairs from Friendly Gus, but I don't know that everybody can get that.
Yeah, usually I just go to the animal that I want to eat and just eat it.
I barely want to call this a crime, actually. Is it wrong for someone to steal $1,200 worth of meat in their pants for their starving family?
Is his family starving?
We don't know, but we don't know that they're not starving, and you can't prove a negative.
He could be just reselling the meat on his own accord, like out of his trunk of his car, probably,
though. Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that either. I mean, that's the free market.
Like, is he selling it on Amazon or eBay?
I hope so. We could go get some of this $1,200 meat. I mean, that's how the free market works, right? You go steal something for free and then turn around and market it. Is that right?
I think that's how it works.
Okay. We should get on this. This is a good business model for heroic individuals like ourselves.
Yeah, we're doing everyone a service by acquiring goods. It's selling.
I mean, I think it's only fair if we sell it for less than the other place does. Otherwise, it's not really a service. And that way, no one can accuse us of doing anything illegal. You know, we're not trying to make a profit more than the supermarket was. We're undercutting their price.
I'm wondering what kind of pants he was wearing in order to pull this off.
I'm assuming MC Hammer pants.
Parachute pants?
Yeah, I'm assuming you had to have parachute pants to stuff with.
Why couldn't he have used, like, I don't know, a bag?
Oh, well, that would have been too obvious. They would have seen him leaving with a bag. But if he's wearing parachute pants that are making squishy sounds, that's a little more subtle.
Yeah, he could just, I guess he could just say, like, his boots are waterlogged or something.
Mm-hmm. Can we, I mean, if we sell this meat, can we just sell it out of the trunk of a car right outside in the parking lot of the grocery store? That way we get people when they're on their way in.
It's closer.
We say, hey, you don't want that meat. Check out this stuff.
This stuff. Let me open my pants so you can see the steak.
Meat.
This doesn't sound questionable at all.
I'm down. I'm down if everyone else just, is.
I mean, I'm not gonna...
No pink slime.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
No pink slime.
This guy's stolen pants.
You have no issues with this? Like, everything except for if it has pink slime.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's also a health advocate.
Right.
It's going to be straight out. It's going to be pants fresh. I mean, I wouldn't eat it, but someone else will.
Okay. That could be our motto. Revengerous discount, undercut meat, pants fresh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we have a business model. This other story I have, though, this guy is definitely a villain. I mean, he's a bully. This is what I've been told by movies is what bullies do. Authorities have arrested a man in the bizarre killing of his stepfather, who was found with his own underwear stretched around his head and neck. The stepson, Brad Davis, called it an atomic wedgie.
Whoa.
He killed a man. He wedgied a man to death.
Whoa.
Finally, someone accomplishes the goal of that move.
Yeah, that's like a legendary thing.
No one needs to do that anymore. Yeah, I mean, we're done. People are done doing wedgies now, right? Because that's it.
Yeah, he did it. You can't top that. Unless you have an annihilation wedgie, which destroys the planet. But I don't think that's even possible. I don't think we have the underwear technology for that.
No, it's not big enough. We're still probably like 10 years away from that.
Don't you have a move like that, El Cocho?
I do, but it's more of a disabling factor where it really comes over the eyes and binds you. But I think once you go past the head and get around the neck, that causing of asphyxiation, I don't go that far. I don't go that far.
The cause, yeah, they did say the cause was asphyxiation, and they ruled it a homicide. And I know that, El Cocho, if it's against villains, you don't mind a little asphyxiation or homicide. You know, for a good cause.
Oh, hell no. They deserve it.
But I don't know what this guy did to make this stepson so mad. I mean, he might be able to go in court and say, look, this guy was asking for it. He needed to be taken
out. That's what
out.
I'm reading. That's what I'm trying to read right now. I'm trying to find his motive.
Okay. So was the victim a nerd?
It does not. I don't see the word nerd anywhere in the article. No, I think it was just a personal dispute. I think this was just some good old-fashioned crime of passion right here. I think this guy is truly a villain. I think the police have him now. It's going to be pretty hard to argue that you're justified by pulling someone's underwear up and killing them with it.
I mean, that move is reserved for the nerdiest of nerds.
Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe he was so tired of his stepfather playing D&D and listening to Weird Al Yankovic and talking about programming in BASIC. And he couldn't take it anymore. In which case, you know, I kind of understand him a little bit better. Don't agree with what he did, but, you know.
Well, as I read through the article, this guy seems like kind of a douche. Like
which guy?
The murderer.
Oh.
He has some domestic disputes with his wife. Let's see, what is it? $7,000 for living in a trailer home. And, oh, yeah, he was found, the wife found her husband, the killer, embraced in a sexual way with a drinking buddy, and then he later grabbed her by the neck and threw her into the bathroom door.
Whoa.
Yeah, he just did the really creative kill, but he's just naturally a douche.
So maybe this was a fluke. Like, maybe he's so super violent and he's always, like, beating up on people and fighting them that he just happened to come across a really original and unique way of doing it. And it's not like we shouldn't even think that he should get any credit for it, because it's like, yeah, statistically speaking, if you kill millions of people, a couple of them are going to be really interesting cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck this guy. That, you've just swayed me. In fact, El Cocho, can you use your ninja powers to, like, to get to him in prison and just punch him in the face?
I'll make a few calls first. I'll get my notebook out. Hold on. Call more ninjas. Send flowers. Punch douchebag in jail. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, he's got a dumb, prematurely bald head that needs to be punched.
Well, does that really Tasty's field?
Punch?
Punching things?
Punch? I don't think so.
No? Huh.
Okay, yeah, no punching.
Really? You're not gonna do that? Okay.
Alright.
Well, I guess I have another, news item here if you're not gonna.
tasties. Jerker needs to be punched in the face of the week.
If you guys have been following any news lately, I guess you might have heard that there's this another wonderful, like, record-breaking and smash cult hit for all time comedy starring the comedy genius team Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah, they're freaks.
The Interview, you hear that?
I think I did hear something about that.
Well, Sony pulled it out of theaters.
Did they? Isn't it back now? Isn't people are seeing it or something?
I think it's leaked. Anyway, so like that's not the jerk. One of the characters in the movie, Kim Jong Un.
Un what?
Un. I don't
un...
know. That's just like it stops there.
That's a prefix. That's not the whole word, right?
Yeah. I don't. That guy from that place that has the shitty military and can't and threatens everyone but can't that like has no bite.
Are you talking about Sheriff Joe Arpaio?
No.
Oh.
North Korea.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, their leader. Their president or whatever. King, emperor. See it an emperor?
Yeah, he's the fat kid from the Goonies.
Right. Kim Jong Un. What a weird guy.
Yeah.
He's got this weird haircut, and I went up to him and I was like, hey, Kim Jong-un, what's your deal? And he got mad at me, which is like, yeah, that's the first mistake. And he had his, like, general give me this pamphlet, and it was like, quote-unquote, facts about Kim Jong-un. And he has the audacity to claim that he was born a fully grown man that walked right out of his mother's vagina.
Isn't that really insulting to her, though?
Yeah, it's insulting to the mother. Or it's, like, a really impressive feat. Like, I don't like...
Well, she should get the credit for that, then.
Yeah, he's taking all the credit.
He didn't do anything. Whether you come out as a baby or you come out as a fully formed man, you didn't build that. That was your mom's work. If he truly came out of the womb as a fully formed human male adult, then she's the one who's awesome.
Yeah.
What did he do? He was just lazy. He's just like, oh, I'm not ready to come out yet.
I'm a great leader. I do what I want.
I'm gonna eat some more McDonald's.
Apparently, it says that he proclaims always bowl a perfect 300 game.
That's what he claims?
That's what he claims.
I mean, I don't, like, every time he says that he does that?
Yeah. I mean, he just says he's that good.
But why would he claim that? I'm not even saying it's not true, but even if it's true, like, he's supposed to be some sort of supreme godhead, some supernatural being, and he uses it to bowl? How is that something to be proud of? He's basically telling all the people in his country that he has the powers to do anything, and he's using it to be a dickhead at one particular boring sport. Not even a sport, it's like a game, it's like a hobby. It's like, hey, everyone, I know you're all starving, but I'm really good at this one hobby. Like, supremely good.
Yeah, it's like, who has the audacity to claim that they bowl a perfect game? Like, it's not like it's an uncommon skill. Like, there are plenty of people that bowl a perfect game. It doesn't make you a better person because you bowl 300 points in bowling. Like, I can get 12 strikes in bowling. Like, I just go up to the pins and knock them over.
I'm pretty sure that somewhere every day in every bowling alley, at least one person bowls a perfect 300, right? It's not that big a deal.
No.
Yeah. And
it's like getting a hole in one. Oh, everyone, I got a hole in one. Everyone, worship me now. It's boring. Who wants to watch that?
Ugh, some very dedicated bowling fans, I guess.
I don't know. He's just like, he's a man-child, and he lies about everything, and he's a terrible leader, but it's that haircut. You know what they say about that haircut?
No.
That it's the most stylish haircut in North Korea.
Oh, because they kill you if you don't get it.
Yeah, it's like the youth haircut.
I don't know if that's stylish so much.
Is it like a requirement to have that haircut?
Yeah, it's like that haircut just makes me want to punch him really hard in the face.
Until the hair flies off?
Yeah, until, like, I just want to punch him so hard that, like, just the hair flies off his head.
What I don't understand is that it is the part. Like, that hair is awful, but if he parted it, he found the worst way to part that hair. You know? Like, if he parted it, like, really far on one side, then it would look like, he'd look kind of like an emo kid, which is bad. If he parted it a different way and kind of swept it over and back, it could almost be like one of the Bowie haircuts. But no, he has to part it right in the middle and look like that.
Only, like, the biggest jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week parts it like that. I'm going to punch him in the face, that thing that I always want to do to everyone,
but wait,
every time.
But what if that's what he wants? Like, he just wants attention. He would love it for the Revengerous to put him on the map and make him a household name. He would love it if you were to go over there and use your valuable time to make him one of your guys who need to be punched in the face of the weak jerk people, whatever. That's what he wants. I mean, he can add that to his long list of bullshit on his resume. He's probably claiming it already. He's probably claiming that he was the first person that you ever decided to punch in the face. How does that make you feel?
That makes me... That he's like...
Yeah, you can't make him the jerk you want to punch, or you're giving him what he wants.
Damn it. Dr. Tasty's guy who needs to be erased from existence.
No, because now you're making a special category for him.
But no one will know anything then. He won't exist.
Oh, you mean you're going to erase him from having ever... Do you even have that power?
I can do it. I'm pretty sure I can do that.
Oh. Well, you try, and then if he exists tomorrow, we'll find out.
All right, yeah. So, Ken, that guy that doesn't have a name, has that haircut, that shall not be named or paid attention to at all, will be erased from existence.
So, when people listen to this episode, they're not going to have any idea what the hell you're going on about.
Yeah, I'll just sound crazy.
So, maybe you should have a backup?
Cauliflower. Dr. Tasty's jerk of the week is cauliflower, because it's like, it pretends to be broccoli, but it isn't, and it has no color, it's white, it's privileged, and I'm punching cauliflower.
Alright.
That's what's happening.
And that's the only one this week.
It's the only one.
Okay.
Dr. Tasty's only jerk who needs to be punched in the face of this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Was there anything else, you guys?
Well, there is my segment on how to be a better person.
Oh. Is that the one where you,
where I give just small daily advice on how to be a better person. Just the little things that you can do.
The talk thing. You say things that no one's listening to.
Yes, I learned that from you. So, let's go with today's subject. Now, today's subject is dealing with traffic. Now, it can be really tedious.
Mailbag! It's a mailbag! It's such a swell bag full of sit swag, fucking sweet bag! It's a mailbag full of mailbags! Reading the mail!
So, we were gonna do the mailbag segment, but DeKirsch isn't here. I guess it's not it wouldn't be a big deal, except I think he took the mailbag with... Do you guys see the mailbag anywhere around here?
He seems to have that thing with him at all times.
It's like his mailbag of holding?
Yeah. Like an infinite sack of mail.
Ugh, we're never going to get through all those.
Sounds like a horrible curse, honestly. Imagine how much junk mail comes through that thing.
I think it's all junk mail.
Yeah, that too. Huh. Hey, what's that over a broken coffee table? A letter of some sort right here.
Yeah, we already opened that. That's from a while back. Dr. Tasty, you remember that. That's the awesome who wants to join our team.
Yeah, all awesomes want to join our team.
Well, it's redundant. But yeah, we should follow up with this guy since we don't have a segment. I mean, we might as well do something.
Yeah, we don't have anything better to do. I mean, I could be not doing this.
Let's bring him up on our telecommunications device.
The phone?
Yeah, the phone.
All these fancy names.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
yes.
Is this QL? This is the number provided on your Your resume?
Oh, my resume. Okay.
Your resume.
I thought you might be from the INS.
Okay. We're not a regulatory. We are a deregulatory. We like to destabilize stuff more than come after people. So, it's cool that you're interested in us. Let's see. You probably don't have a video screen, but this is Breshvik Penicillin and Dr. Tasty and El Cocho.
Hello. Okay. I'm happy to meet you. No, I don't have a video screen, so I just know you by your voices now.
Dr. Tasty's talk on the phone voice.
So, I mean, you have powers. We went over them a little bit in a previous episode. Can you come to our base? Can you come here?
Okay, who am I talking with now?
This is Breshvik.
I sent out my resume to many different organizations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you really? Oh, that makes us feel less. This is the Revengerist. You're talking to the Revengerist.
Revengerists.
Revengerists.
Revengerists. I'll get that. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. How can I?
Can you come for an interview in person? Is I guess what we want to know.
Well, that depends upon what flights are out of Nome right now. I relocated in Alaska because. Although I can fly, it's not very fast, and so I need to be near an airport.
How fast can you fly?
10, 20 miles an hour.
Oh, that's not gonna...
Can you run fast?
I can run about at that speed. In fact, on my resume, I worked for a delivery company downtown San Francisco. Speedo, yes?
Oh, that's still not going to be fast enough. What do we want to bring this guy here now. What do we want to do? Do we have
Can you teleport?
No, that's not one of my powers.
Can you like rip through a dimension and then take shortcut here?
That's not one of my powers either.
Can you take the time you would normally take to get here, which is slow, but then time travel so that it doesn't matter?
No, not one of my powers either.
You know, we have a device. Let's stop belaboring it. Let's just bring out the giant teleportation gun that we have.
A what gun?
It's a teleportation gun. It basically, wherever you are on the planet, if we pull this giant cartoonishly mechanical lever, and it'll take you apart molecule by molecule and hopefully reassemble you here at our base.
Molecule by molecule.
Yeah,
it only creates slight nausea, disillusion.
You just have to maintain your energy particles with the power of your body.
Whoa! Oh my God, your nausea. Yeah, you were right about that.
Yeah, trippy, ain't it?
Yeah, we got a bucket nearby.
Were they just anywhere?
Oh, calm down. I don't want to create a bad impression by throwing up on your shoes.
That's pretty normal around here, actually.
The interns will take care of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interns.
Yeah. Speaking of, we have interns. You seem too powerful to be an intern, but we don't know if you're powerful enough to be a member. So we're gonna try and find out some more of that. If you wanna.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for the interview.
If you want to sit with us around our smashed up and burned coffee table, don't ask about that. So tell us a little bit more, let's see, if we all take a sheet of this here. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your history.
Well, okay, I was born on the planet Krypton.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're from a different planet?
Yes, from the planet Krypton.
Is that in outer space?
I believe so.
So that makes you an alien.
Yeah, I'm natural. I mean, I have my papers. If that's a question.
That's legit. But you're from space. And you're an alien.
Dr. Tasty's worried. He's had bad experiences with people from space.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you better be.
you know, as an immigrant, you know, I'll work harder and do anything to please. I need the job.
Guys, I don't know about aliens.
You know,
What do you have against aliens?
Well, you know, El Cocho and I usually just kind of ignore you when you go on this, but I feel like it's important to get this out of the way. You are an alien.
What?
You are from space.
No, I am not from space. That's not a place that I am from. I am not from space.
He's an alien?
You tell me where and how I am from space.
You come out of a rock, and that rock arrived from space. You were living inside that rock, and that rock is a space rock.
Rocks from space. You expect me to believe that...
Well, you expected us to believe it. I mean, it was your backstory. You know what? People can go back and listen to the podcast. That's neither here nor there. But, yeah, I think it's fine that you're from space. I think we want to be tolerant of other people's interplanetary cultures. And I don't have a problem with that. Okocho, do you have a problem with that?
Of course not. Why would I have a problem with any aliens? Illegal or not illegal?
Well, even if you weren't. I mean, that's not the sticking point, really. We don't care about that.
But I don't quite understand. I mean, Dr. Tasty is so much against aliens, but you're telling me he is an alien himself? And why is he so down on aliens? I mean...
Space is terrible, and no one wants to go to space or be from it or have anything to do with space.
Well, now that's interesting. No one wants to be from it. It's like you're self-loathing.
No, I love myself.
It is cold out there.
You had a rock as your spaceship. That's, wow, I thought my spaceship
it's not
was...
Like a, not like a spaceship, more like a thing that I was in that came from space. That I wasn't piloting.
You were a meteorite.
Well, I wasn't a meteorite.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Tasty.
Oh.
So tell us a little bit. Actually, you bring up an interesting point. I want to know more about this spaceship you were in. Because maybe we could use it as one of our many forms of transportation.
Well, it's a little cramped. It was identical to the one that brought Superman to your planet. I am Superman's younger brother. We're twins, actually, and he's about 2 minutes older than I was. And Mama and Dad liked him better than me, and they forgot all about me and sent him rocketing off into space and then heard me crying and said, oh, my God. And they had a backup space pod, and they put me in that and launched me out into space, but it was a little too late in that I got caught up in the blast when the planet exploded, and that sent me careening off into a different direction, and it took me 65 years to finally get to Earth.
Oh, God. Well, that would explain why you don't look anything like your twin.
No, I look much older, but I'm, in fact, younger, and since we are twins, if he... were to age, he can't because of your yellow sun, and I'm not going to appear any older either, but if he were to age, he'd eventually look like me. But anyway, I spent 65 years crammed into that little spacecraft.
That was made for a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It took a little while to walk once I landed, but I made my way to the nearest phone booth. Actually, I think the craft was scooped up by the military shortly after I landed, and fortunately, I wasn't around when they arrived, but that's my understanding of what happened.
Oh, man, that sucks, being smashed into a little... What did you even do? What did you do for all those years?
Well, there were the tapes, and I listened to them over and over and over again. They were my only companion and my only diversion. And when I arrived at your solar system here at just the wrong time, because your sun had a super blast of energy, and although it missed Earth, it caught my little capsule. and severely damaged my physical systems. And although I have all the superpowers that my brother does, they're not nearly as strong. And so
we found out you're not as fast and you can't fly as fast as him.
Or as high. I can leap single-family dwellings, but not tall buildings.
Oh.
And as I said, you know, I can fly about maybe 20 miles an hour at top speed. I am invulnerable to harm.
Oh, well, that's good.
But it hurts. If somebody shoots, yes, the bullet drops to the floor, but damn, it hurts. So I tried the Avengers, but they didn't even get back to me. I tried the Fantastic Four, but they said it would cost too much to change their letterhead and signs and all of that to the Fantastic Five, and I wasn't that fantastic anyway.
Well, at least they got back to you.
Yeah. And then somebody said, well, you know, give the versionists a try. And
the what?
I got it. Hold on. The Revengers.
It's closer. You're getting, yeah.
Yeah, almost there.
Okay, this is a terrible interview.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to be on the team and people ask what team you're on, you got to...
Yeah, Revengerists.
Yeah, it's, there you go.
Excellent. Ists. You're revenging it, and you're an ist.
I'm an ist?
Yeah,
that's the suffix of the person who is a revenger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'll become an ist.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this Superman connection. El Cocho, what do you think?
Oh, no. It's a nice reference, but it's just a... what's the word I'm looking for? Superman's just so elitist?
He's a douche.
Yeah, that's it.
Douchebag.
Yeah, we don't like that.
You won't get any argument from me. He did sponsor me once I tracked him down. At first, he wouldn't even see me. And he doesn't call and doesn't invite me to any of his parties or show me off to his friends. He just ignores me. He's all about the spotlight. And so, I mean, he escaped and everything went according to plan with him, but me... It took 65 years to get here, and I get the cold shoulder from my brother?
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, it is. It's cold as space.
Brr.
Well, it's one less person you have to send Christmas cards to.
So if we do let you on the team...
What's Christmas?
Superman, oh, yeah. Superman won't be... Like, he won't be showing up all the time, because I don't want to hang out with him.
Oh, no, man. He won't even see me. He doesn't want to even acknowledge me. You know, it was the threat that people would notice me that he got me a work permit and sent me as far away as he could to California. So, I'm not a fan of Superman.
Wait. So, actually, if you're around our kind of collective here,
yeah.
That... kind of guarantees that he won't come around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good. I like that.
All right.
Kind of makes up for the whole alien thing.
Now, with your vision, can you see on any other type of planes? With Superman's X-ray vision, he can easily see through people. Can you do that?
I can see through window shades, but nothing much thicker than that. I got microwave vision. I can heat up burgers for you.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't look through people's clothing. I'm not a pervert.
Santa's going to be disappointed in that. Santa would like to vicariously. I think other Avengers would have definitely have tasks for you. I mean, El Cocho probably. I see your wheel spinning about how to get him on some adventures, and I know that the lab is going to want to do some experiments on you,
experiments?
I'm with you. Do some science experiments with you.
With.
Yeah. You know, using your skill sets.
Okay.
Do you have any sort of combat experience? Any training in that?
No. Up until 2 years ago, I was crammed in that capsule, and I've only been here for 2 years. I haven't had any crime fighting experience. I'm new at the superhero game. But you know, I'm willing to, you know, do whatever you ask. And
I mean, that's important because we do get into a lot of fights. And related to that, do you have any diplomatic skills?
Diplomatic skills.
Are you good? Are you good with people?
I don't know. I haven't had much contact with people. You know, I live in my snow fort,
yeah, you said Alaska, right? We teleported you from Alaska.
Yeah, I was in Antarctica, but as I said, you know, I can't fly very fast, and I wanted to be as far away from Superman as I could, but I still like a cold climate and the isolation. But so I'm like a couple miles outside of Nome, Alaska.
Oh, okay.
What do you call your base, your fortress?
The Snow Fort of Aloneness.
Oh.
I mean, okay, so if, like, say we are in a situation, say, like, there are strange humanoid beast men creatures or something like that, and we're talking to them, and we're kind of, like, they're into human society, would you be able to keep them from not attacking everything? And in the event that we mess that up, which probably won't happen, and anger them, would you be able to fight off large humanoid beast men that also shoot fire out of their mouths?
Fire out of their mouths?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh. I don't know. I'll give it a try. Fire? Ouch. You know, as I said, I'm invulnerable, but it hurts.
Basically what we're asking is, would you feel the burn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Then there you go. Write that down. Is anybody taking notes? Oh, none of us are taking notes. Where's Dekirsch when you need him? I think, like, normally, this is weird for us, you have to understand, because normally people don't seek us out. We haven't, like, devised any appropriate tests. Alcocho, is the lava field's not open right now, right?
I don't think so. We can probably get it activated.
Dekirsch and Commodore Bob aren't here to tell us if they need any mystical items, any quests you could go on and,
Lava field? Okay. It's not working though, right?
I think it's being cleaned. The interns might be cleaning it. That doesn't mean it's off, though. The gauntlet we have people go through, we've tried it. Some people live, some people die. It doesn't really tell us anything about them as...
Like in a frat house kind of gauntlet?
Kind of. I mean, if you survive... I mean, that's the only thing it tells us is whether or not people survive it, and we don't really know much more about that person that we're going to work with, so I don't really like the gauntlet. It's just kind of...
Well, I told you I'm invulnerable anyway, so I could survive it. It'd be unpleasant, to be sure, but
just take a while, yeah.
Yeah, so it's no point in even doing it because I would survive it, you know. So right. It's not a test. You don't need to do that one.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we, we have this here telescreen, the screen that shows you stuff and can also teleport you.
Yeah.
And you can affect things from it.
A teleporting television?
Yeah, it's weird. It's one of Commodore Bob's things or hard drives. I don't know. So hey guys, you know all those people we've been meeting to take care of?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Villains.
You think we could
You're talking about
them. You think we could get him to give it a shot?
Yeah, I mean, let's take a look here and see what comes up. Oh, that guy. That guy has a stupid face.
Yeah, I hate that stupid face guy.
Yeah, yeah, how about this one?
So I see him on the screen, what do you want me to do with him?
Can you, like, use your dumb space powers to beat him up?
Oh, you want me to beat him up?
Yeah.
Well, I was homeless for a month or so. I understand what that life is like,
Though you may think he's a hobo, but he's really a supervillain. Named Hoboptimus Prime.
Optimus?
Hobo Optimus. He's a hobo robot. He's a hobot.
Oh my god, that sounds bad. And you want me to beat him up? The poor guy is homeless. Why do you want to beat up a homeless? He can't be very menacing as a villain if he's homeless. I mean,
he keeps taking my change by politely asking. It pisses me off.
Then why don't you beat him up? Why should I? You're right.
Good job, Quill. That was a test to see if you exhibit the excellent virtues of the Revengerous team.
Oh,
good job.
Oh. Yeah, great.
Okay. Now, that makes me feel so much better. No, nobody should beat him up. No.
What else could we do? I mean, we could have him kill the bankers on Wall Street.
Well, that I might be a little more inclined, but kill that's a little drastic.
Oh, so, man.
I could beat them up. They're not homeless. I could beat them up, but I don't want to kill anybody.
Anything? I mean, what other tasks you got?
There are some evil cats hanging out around our base.
It's redundant. All cats are evil.
And they're weak to your cool breath.
They're just misunderstood. They're not evil. Cats purr, and they feel nice when you pet them. You know, these are nice things that I've learned. What do you want to do, innocent cats?
What about using your laser vision to, like, blind people on the street? Unruly children, you know, when you're out and they're annoying.
They're evil, they're actually drones of the villain of,
Sauron.
Yeah, that guy.
These are children robots, you say?
Drones.
Yeah, would you blind them, or is that, you're still uncomfortable doing that?
You know, and if they're just robots, then of course. But if they're children, I certainly don't want to blind little innocent children. Oh,
you passed all the tests.
Oh, well, it's the first time I've ever passed a test. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You passed our tests. They were tests.
I mean, I didn't pass the test for microwave assistant at McDonald's, and but wow, thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. When I got here, I had to do all those things. Remember all those 5 cats I killed in the alley?
Yeah. You weren't really upset about that for a while.
Yeah, that had you devastated.
You killed cats?
Yeah, he's not a very good person. What? Actually.
He's terrible.
I had to do what I had to do to join the team! I wanted to be here! Oh.
So you let him in even though he failed the test?
We play it fast and loose.
It was sort of a hazing, because we like to make fun of him.
Well, look, you don't have any combat skills, you're not willing to, kill, which I guess is the one trait you have in common with your brother. I don't think we can have you, out in the field just yet, but you're definitely better than a norm. You have powers that we want to utilize. We gotta have something for him, right?
We are kind of getting more awesomes in our thing than we can handle.
More awesomes?
Yeah, you're
an awesome.
You have power, so you are technically classified as
I'm awesome?
Yeah. You're going to have to be cultivated, I think. This happens a lot when people first realize that they're awesome. One of two things happens. They either need to work on it and they're in shock, and you probably will go that way, or they go mad with power, which I...
That'd be kind of pointless, because my powers are limited, you know, so why would I, go off in that direction, but...
You'd be surprised what people go mad with power over.
It's easy to go in the power madness. I go in the power madness, like, 10 times a week, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you have powers, but, like, Paula Deen is constantly mad with power, and all she has power over is butter.
I can do butter, too.
Okay. So we got that covered. Yeah, we wouldn't let Paula Deen on our team.
Yeah, ew.
She's also an alien.
I'm honest.
She's gross.
So, what do you want me to make coffee or what?
No, I mean, I'm thinking, you're thinking, Dr. Tasty, like, we have all these new people, but we should start having these expansion teams. Like, we should have franchises set up, because we have us and we have the, West Coast Revengerists?
Yeah, it's not like our compound is, like, dimensionally infinite or can be accessed from any point on the earth. We need people in different places.
Oh, I have an idea. You're from space, right? You spent a lot of time in space.
65 years.
So, and you're an alien. We have a moon base.
You know how long it would take me to fly to the moon?
We'll get you there. Yeah.
So we can, like, launch you there or teleport you.
We can shrink you and put you in someone's pocket and make you the right size once they get there.
That's
not a problem. Those are
great powers.
That's not a problem. We'll get you to the moon. But we need someone to kind of watch over it. Then, like, you can start kind of set up, and I'm thinking also be our space emissary for when other aliens come visit. And then we'll start sending you people. Like, it's kind of like the Justice League has a thing in space they'll hang out at. Like,
I'm going to have my own franchise? Wow! You mean I can recruit and be like one of you guys?
Yeah, knock yourself out.
I'm thinking any interns you need. Just take whatever interns you want. That's not a problem.
We got...
I would say if you're going to recruit people with powers, we got to vet them first, though.
Okay. All right. That sounds logical. All right. Yeah, wow. A franchise of my own. Wow. Yeah.
On the moon.
Yeah. Just make sure you replace your interns on a regular basis, because, like, we go through those like crazy.
Yeah. Let us know if you're running low.
All right. All right. Moon base. So you have a facility there, right? Already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got snacks. Sometimes Dr. Tasty goes up there to play his Game Boy.
They have vending machines. Okay, good.
Oh, no, they're just kind of laying, the snacks are just kind of laying around. That's something that could be your first mission.
What's that?
Vending machines. It's a good idea. You're already...
It's a chance to make money, right? Anybody who visits the moon base is going to get hungry and will go to the vending machines, and, you know, that'll help keep the lights on.
We'll make the interns pay for it, for sure.
Okay.
Even though they're unpaid. So... I guess we'll go ahead and get started on this plan. I'm liking this. Any other final thoughts on this?
Just make sure that you don't touch my Mega Steel Reinforced Game Boy Color, because that's the only one there is, and it's the only one that doesn't break when I get mad.
So don't break it.
Oh, okay, the Game Boy.
There's
What kind of games you have for that?
Yeah, well, there's Moon Patrol, because I like to play Moon Patrol in the moon base. You can bring your own, play them in mine, I don't care. Just don't mess with my saves, or I will kill you.
You can try, but I'm invulnerable, remember?
There's been that before. Just watch out for the thing in the east wing, like the far east wing, of like a few miles down.
Wow, it's that big.
Well, we basically hollowed out part of the moon.
Oh.
So we just go. If you need more space, just feel free to dig down in the moon a little bit.
I heard the moon was hollow, and that's why.
That's part of it. There's also a lot of water down there, so...
Fantastic.
Well, it's hollow now.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's wrap it up for this week. After this, maybe you and El Cocho can go have a drink and commiserate over being... non-teleporting.
Okay,
guys.
And you can get me all prepared to launch to the moon.
Launch or throne or whatever we end up doing. So that's it. Thanks everyone for listening and for joining.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you for attending.
And what do we always tell them?
If we can't save you, you're fucked.
Right on.
If we can't throw you to the moon, then you're not getting there.
Hopefully we don't miss. Guy, because he looks pathetic. He's like doing drugs.
Are drugs catching?
No.
Oh, okay. I heard they were, like, you know, you smoke marijuana and then you catch heroin.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I don't think drugs are contagious.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.